we did talk with Tony Gasparini, the former Sioux Falls Stampede coach, who was a scout for L.A., and in fact, joining us on the fan line right now, the current coach of the Stampede, Kerry Eads. Coach Eads, Gasparini says it was his scouting that put the Kings where they are
today.
Oh,
wow.
I don't think Tony would say that, but he deserves a lot of credit.
You know Tony well.
You're taking liberties with his quote there, man. Come on, be honest.
I've got something to say to Chris.
Yeah.
Now, hold on now. Chris, what was Yogi Berra's, one of his favorite sayings?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
No, it ain't over till it's over. I don't think he said anything about the fat lady. It ain't over till it's over.
That's right,
bud. So
you got to play it.
Oh, I mean, you
get one win, you go to L.A., you win another, you're coming back home. It can happen.
I don't know. The way that the Kings have put together
Rangers
this
outplayed
run,
the Kings the first two games, except for just some lucky bounces in overtime.
Well,
right?
I understand the first two were. I mean, Jonathan Quick just looks. He looked awesome last night.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, all three goals they score were fortuitous bounces. I mean, one was off the defenseman's gate in the first period. You know, the second one, power play goal, was off of the forward's glove, and then the third one was a two-on-one where he tried to pass it across, and it came right back to him, and the goalie had slid across anticipating the pass. So, you know, those things can turn around. But right now, L.A. does look unbeatable, and they've got a big squad, and, you know, could very well be hosting the Cup tomorrow. It's an emotional thing. It's been a two-month war, and sometimes your gas tank is empty.
Well, I'm going on vacation next week, Coach. If the Rangers come back and win the Cup, I'm never coming back because I can't.
I got that written down. Yeah, here. That's a good one.
You guys will be lucky.
For the Rangers,
I don't know.
Now.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. But yeah, I mean, it just I really thought the Rangers. I was really surprised at how. I mean, these two teams, they were close in the first couple games, but last night I was just disappointed in the Rangers. At home to even get shut out, you know?
Yeah, you know, and right now, not a lot is going right. You know, and you can see a lot of doubt in their play. So it's frustrating for them, but they got to battle through it, and sometimes it just takes a break to go the other way, and all of a sudden your mojo's going, and LA could be in a hole. But it's a giant mountain. It's probably Mount Everest right now for them to climb, and it's been great hockey and exciting to watch.
He's Kerry Eads, head coach, Sioux Falls Stampede. You had your tryout camp up in Minnesota last weekend. How many kids did you have up there all weekend?
We did. We just had over 100 kids. Could have been 400 if we had want to open it up, but we're pretty aware of almost all the players that were there, and you know there wasn't a bad player there. They were all talented, and we had round robin. Each team had three different games plus a practice mini game session, so four ice sessions, and then we cut it down to what we call our Young Guns All-Star game Saturday afternoon, and then we had two All-Star games to, you know, the better players and older players that we were looking at to make the team both Sunday night and Monday morning, yesterday morning, and then we had the fortuitous test of letting the kids know that we wanted them or didn't want them. So the old cut list was out, and that's always a tough thing to do, especially for players that were so close and poured their heart out, and that, you know, in some instances we've been working on for 2 or 3 years to build a relationship. It's tough to, you know, have the reality that you can't take them all.
Did you have your drafted players there over the weekend?
Yeah, we had all the returning players from last year, except for a couple exceptions, and then we had all of our drafted players, and of course some real good free agents.
How much coaching do you do during that tryout, or is it more of a sit and evaluate the kids sort of thing?
Yeah, zero coaching. You know, we did have some of our scouts on the ice Friday night for that practice session, and that was, you know, some pretty specific drills that we wanted to look at things, some one-on-ones, some coverage situations, and then some mini games. We did do some power play work throughout the weekend, but other than the Young Guns game, when I went down in the box just to sit down and kind of meet with some guys one-on-one during the game, we were in the press box evaluating.
Can you find a diamond in the rough with these open tryouts?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah, we had two guys come out of the blue that were undrafted players that made our team, in Jack Suter, a player that played out in Colorado this year in the Rampage system on the U18s, which is midget hockey, and then a player from Chicago, Daniel Warpeka, a 97 born younger player that really impressed us from start to finish. And we knew about him, and he was going to kind of be our next guy that we were going to draft. And, you know, we just didn't have enough picks, but mm-hmm. we were able to get him to camp, and he beat out quite a few of our draft picks.
Are there any other teams right now that are having their open tryouts at the same time, or did anybody else have anything up in the cities, Coach?
Not this weekend. Lincoln has theirs starting Thursday at the same facility, Ritter Arena, and that's been going on for quite a while, but that'll be our last year up in Minneapolis. We're sure looking forward to having it at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in years ahead, and trying to sell the arena and the great city of Sioux Falls up in Minneapolis is a little bit difficult, but Christian Bragnello and Dallas Stewart put together a pretty nice slideshow of up-to-date pictures of the Denny, and that was neat to show, and we're just excited to be able to have it here next year. I mean, the economic impact of that camp is pretty good. I mean, there's 100 kids with their families and four or five nights of hotels and airfare and gas money and restaurants. You know, when you total it all up, it's another nice event for Sioux Falls.
I don't know. Compare that with Ritter Arena. I think the Sioux Falls are going to be able to compete pretty well with the playing hockey in that particular facility.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's going to be nice to have total control. We did share the lobby on registration day Friday with a state tennis tournament that was going on next door, and their administrator was a little perturbed at us for moving his table.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Didn't give you a backhand or anything, did you?
Yeah.
Lob?
He was going to smash one at me, but we got him settled down a little bit, and they moved into the court area, which was, I think, a better idea.
All right, what's your numbers? What do you got right now, and what will you have when you get the team together here later on here this fall?
Yeah, we're right around 25 guys, you know, and that's, you know, we had a fan ask me on Twitter if we were going to, you know, produce those names and make them public, and we'd rather not do that right now. You know, some of the, you know, things that we do, you know, we'd rather have behind closed doors, because you add or delete names throughout the summer, and you know, the more public they get, you know, we're in a battle for players with other leagues that are on their list, or they might not be on our list. So I think, you know, it's an issue that I guess everybody runs it their own way. But once we find out that people are coming, which is late August, or they're here, you know, then we'll have a list. And generally that's 27 players, 28 maybe at training camp in late August, early September through the exhibition season, and then we have to be down to 23 or 24 players. So a few guys don't make it off of that.
I would assume, too, there could be a couple of players who are deciding whether they want to play high school hockey in their state or leave home and come to Sioux Falls and play hockey.
Yes, yeah, and that's ongoing. And to, you know, publicize that they're on the team, you know, really makes added pressure for them. So there's, it's not in cut and dry as we'd like it to be. It's not a perfect world. There's other players that have, you know, junior hockey, high school, prep school, whatever former team they were on, and if they still have eligibility, obviously they'd like them to stay. So, you know, as long as it's between us and the player and that school or team, I mean, obviously they're aware of it, and sometimes there's three-way discussions. But once it gets beyond that, you know, it kind of turns into a circus with today's Twitter and Facebook and everything, and everybody weighs in their opinions, and it's just kind of unnecessary pressure on the young man and his family to make a good decision.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Now you can spend a little time during the summer, maybe get out on the golf course a little bit more, enjoy some of the summer before you get hard at it again.
A little bit more. I haven't swung a club.
What?
Yeah.
Well, get out there.
I'm retired, I think. Maybe the U.S. Open this weekend will motivate me.
You got to find the clubs first, I bet.
No, I dug them out last week. It was I took in the Rib Fest on Saturday night, and I thought, oh, I got to get my umbrella. So I knew it was in my golf bag, and and then try to find my golf bag. I thought it was in the garage, and no, it was in storage at the arena, and I finally located it, and no umbrella.
Well, got to go out and buy one, I guess.
Yeah. I did. I went to Shields, and by the time I got to Rib Fest, the rain had stopped after that whole
but you found
hour
the club,
and a half.
So it's a happy story. You found
exhibition.
The club.
Absolutely.
But I got a good umbrella, and I needed it walking from the hotel to the rink this weekend, so it paid off already.
Coach, thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Yep. Appreciate it. Bye now.
Coach. Kerry Eads, head coach, Sioux Falls Stampede.